we just never opened that bit of daylight that we wanted. You know, we were four up, we had a free in to go five, and we didn't take it. And then, look, we weathered the storm again, went back to two, but you felt when we went out to two there in the last 3 minutes, we had a chance then
to put it to three.
Put it to three, and we didn't. And to be fair, Derry stuck at it. You know, it was a smash and grab. I think even Johnny said to me there, like, they robbed us. But we didn't get enough of daylight between us. You know, we had plenty of chances, didn't take them. And you chat about scoreboard pressure, Michael. We, you know, if you go four or five up, it's more pressure in Derry. We didn't. You know, we got it out to four, but it kept creeping back. So I thought we defended very well. Some good Derry forwards in there, and our full back line was very good. But at the end of the day, we didn't see it out. We should have went three up, and maybe if we won the next puck out, the game would be over, but we didn't. And as you know, Chris McNaughton, very dangerous from that area, and I didn't like the look of it from the minute it was blue. So
he sort of had, well, he had to go for it.
When you know they have to go for it, and look, if it's hit right, if it's hit right and from the 21, it's hard to stop, no matter how many men's in the line. So, look, fair play to Derry, they deserved to nip it in the end, but we'll be happy with our performance. A lot of young boys come on there and stepped up well, but just maybe up front, we could have had more scores on the board. Just, I think at half time it was, our scoring average was 42% or something, you know, and we only had 6 points in the second half, which somewhere that we're going to have to work on. I think we're getting under the chances. If you told me before the match you're holding Derry to 1 or 15 points or something, is it before, after 60 minutes, you'd be happy that that won your hurling game, but we just didn't score enough up front.
Yous were really dominant early on. That's what you were saying in the press area. Like, yous were doing all the hurling, but yous weren't making it count. And then yous had a goal chance was saved. Derry their spell. But you got 4 points just before half-time.
Yeah.
Were you bound to be happy, or did you feel that was a false sense? Because yous finished the half really strong.
No, we were happy at half-time. I think really the goal chance would have been nice. It put six up, like, and you'd be a bit more comfortable. But Derry's always going to have their chances. Like, you know, we had our purple patches and they had theirs, but we finished the half strong, which you'd be happy with. They started the second half fairly good. Back was back to a point very quick. But look, it wasn't up and tuck. I just felt we probably hurled a wee bit better in Derry. No, we had plenty of movement and runs off the ball, but you say that scoreboard pressure, we didn't bring it. You know, you've got it something at the end of the moves, and a lot of them come up short, you know.
What has the competition done for you this year? I know yous were going for three in a row, I think it was, so it's been kind to yous in the past because yous have built on it, but in terms of this season, how do you feel yous have got?
Look, we had a great game against Tyrone. Went to penalties, but it was a great game, physical, and you know, we've got them next week again, which is going to be...
Drama's following yous everywhere.
Exactly, aye, and today again we've got a good run out, you know, and got a look at a few boys, and Derry the same, but that's great competition. I think maybe it probably could be run maybe a couple of matches in December where you can allow for the weather in January, you know, that it was very compact at the end, you know, that the weather held it back a week or two, and some of them went to coin tosses and stuff. I think the competition deserves maybe a bit more respect, where you could have two games played before Christmas, and you have a semi-final that they work with from January within that 3 or 4 weeks in, you know what I mean? Semi-final, final.
And as you say, respect in terms of the competition, the McGurk family, but even from your own point of view, getting games is so, so valuable.
Exactly.
A coin toss is no good to you.
There's 12 teams in the competition, and I think four or five matches ended up in coin tosses, which I think if the weather was fairly okay before Christmas, you could have two games played and come into January at the semi-final spots of the last four, you know. So just chatting to Gavin Duffy about that. So I think that's maybe something that the Ulster or GA needs to look at, the competition. And I think the McKenna Cup football boys will be quite happy the same. They get a couple of matches played before Christmas, and you get a wee break before your league, you know. It'd be nice maybe the day to, well, I'm working on stuff, it's training and stuff, and have the McGurk Cup played a week early. We have 2 week break, but it was good to get the game all the same, but I think if they start the competition off in late December, it worked better, you know.
And very generally, what is the feeling going into the league campaign? Like last year we spoke, you should have beat Meath, you beat Kerry, and you got a lot out of some of your games, but that's in the past now. What are you thinking going into next week and beyond?
Look, Tyrone's going to be, like, they're down from, both of us came down from Division 2 last year, so they've been up there and they're well able at our level. We'll be looking to try to get promoted again if possible, but like all teams, is a lot of transition. Boys moving in and out, Derry probably more than us, but same way, over the last couple of years, you've 7 or 8 boys that moved on. Good players, you know what I mean? A few young boys coming in, but I feel we have 4 or 5 starters from last year that's opted out, you know, and gone for different reasons or retired. And we're rebuilding again, and I think Derry had a lot of teams in the same boat. You know that it's hard to get all the best players in the county out. You know, at county level now, you're going, once they get to a certain age, they seem to be, you know, they fade away and want their own life after it. You know, so we just have to work with the young boys coming through, because I feel like when a county player gets to 29, 30 now, that they're calling time on it, you know.
Who stepped away? Ronan McDermott?
No, Ronan actually coming back in, Mike.
I just noticed he wasn't in the squad, so who's gone?
Sean McVeigh, Jack O'Loughlin, you have Mick Donoghue, Christopher McDermott, all gone, you know. Ronan hope to come back next week. We haven't featured Danny Cullen, who hopefully comes back, and Declan Coulter, boys like that, you know. So they're six or seven boys that was normal starters for us, you know, that have gone. Like, so trying to replace them is not easy when you're, you know, you've only three or four clubs really you're picking from, you know.
Well, just on the club scene, like, Setanta were playing Ulster Senior, Bert had got the extra time of an All-Ireland series and all that has went with that. But the club scene, what has it done for the hurling in the county? Because you're obviously seeing it all.
Right, look, it's very competitive, because like you've Burt County champions last year, the year before, and they were in Ulster Junior this year, which is, it's a funny one. Like, and then you have Setanta, who are two grades above at senior level. But I think the three clubs really on par there with Unions, Setanta, and Burt. You know, and McCool's are coming again at underage and have a good wee team coming through. So I feel the county, there's a very competitive championship. There's really three teams at the minute pushing for it. Really, that there's nothing in. And both, all teams went through in Ulster. Like, Unions had a good game against Carrigmore and just were pipped at the end, you know. And Setanta made a great account of themselves in the senior championship. So that's what you're looking for, is try to get up. Bert be happy to get back up on the intermediate level. I feel that's where they belong. Like, and let's say if we can get one team into the senior championship every year, it'd be great.